From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A strike averted. Public schools in Chicago are open today. This after the city and the teachers' union agreed to a four-year contract proposal that will guide pensions, class sizes, and layoffs. The union says the deal is good for kids, teachers, and the community. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says the deal shores up school finances, which need some shoring up, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the education desk at WYPR.
Here's how bad things have become for Chicago public schools. Moody's Investor Service recently downgraded its debt to B3.
Which is six notches below investment grade.
Moody's Vice President Rachel Cortez points to heavy borrowing, growing pension obligations, and a fiscal crisis in the state. In less than 20 years, the school system's outstanding debt has more than tripled to nearly $7 billion.
In order to get out of this situation, they're going to need to either reduce expenditures or increase revenues.
There's not much left to trim, says Dick Simpson, a political science professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago. The city has already closed 50 schools, cut after-school programming and counseling, and laid off hundreds of teachers.
It's not likely they're going to be able to cut their way enough to be able to meet the current crisis.
The district is asking teachers to pay more toward their pensions. To raise revenue, it has two options, Simpson says. Get a bigger share of property taxes from the city or more funding from the already cash-strapped state. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.